Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why can't I talk to my ex? Dear Stephen Shirley, my fiance and I have been together for 3 years. I have 2 children from a previous relationship, and he has 1 child. We have 1 together, giving us a total of 4 children. Since the beginning of our relationship, he has made it clear that I am only allowed to talk to the father of my children if it has to do with the children. That was fine with me at first, but there are other times that I need to talk to him because I'm the property manager for 3 of his properties. It's my job. My fiance hates it, but business is business. When it comes to my fiance talking to the mother of his children, they talk often. She calls him at least 3 times a week to tell him the stupidest things, like if she ran into a guy they both know or if she wants to gossip about someone they grew up with. He said it's a different situation with him and his ex because they share a daughter and girls are different. He said my sons live with my ex, so I have no reason to be talking to my ex all the time. I recently read some messages between him and his ex, and they were discussing me. He was telling her that he loves me and I'm a good mother and a hard worker. He assured her that he did not cheat on her with me. I went off on him. He told me that he owed her that conversation because she's still hurt. I told him that when relationships end, people are hurt and that's life, so she needs to get over it. He still doesn't get it. So now I talk to my ex whenever I need to and purposely walk out of the room to irritate my fiance. He said I'm not ready for marriage because I like playing games. But what game is he playing? So I can't talk to my ex, but he can? Okay, this is a mess right here. Do you see what's happening here? You guys are in no way ready for marriage. I don't care if you have been together for 3 years. You're too childish with this tit-for-tat back-and-forth stuff, and he's controlling, in a sense, with you can't talk to your ex and all of that foolishness. He's made up his own rules about it being different between boys and girls and about his ex still being hurt, and that's why he talks to her. That's nonsense. He just wants to do whatever he wants, but regulate what you do in this particular situation. A marriage is never going to work like this. It just isn't. I strongly suggest marriage counseling and couples and individual therapy for you both. I mean, if not, you shouldn't even bother walking down the aisle and trying to get married to this guy because you'll be writing Steve and I again. But this time, the next time, it'll be about your divorce because this is not going to work. Steve?
Man, this is crazy right here. Well, let me just go on and get to the letter.
Okay. The title of the letter is this. Why can't I talk to my ex? My response to that is, cause it makes me throw up. That's why I can't talk to my ex. I could try, but I'm gonna vomit. So I don't, you know, it's one of the feelings I don't like. I don't like, you know how you feel when you throw up, you kind of feel it coming, you look at that little air in your jaw, and you regretting it, and you start sweating a little bit. You know, you know when you finna throw up, you start sweating a little bit because your body preparing itself for this. That's what it's like if I talk to my ex. So I don't, that's why I don't talk to my ex. But then this lady got another problem. Y'all been together 3 years, you and your fiance. You got two children from a previous relationship, and he got one child. And then y'all got one together. Y'all got four kids, and since the beginning of the relationship, he done told you that you only allowed to talk to the father of your children if it's got to do with the children. Well, she say that was fine, but there are other times I need to talk to him because I'm the property manager for three of his properties. It's my job. Well, that is true. That is true. My fiance hates it, but business is business. But when she said when it comes to my fiance talking to the mother of his children, they talk all the time. She calls him 3 times a week to tell him the stupidest stuff. Like if she ran into a guy they both knew or she wants to gossip about somebody they grew up with. He said it's a different situation with him and his ex because they share a daughter and girls are different. Boy, what?
Boy, his own rules.
Boy, you just coming up with rules now.
Yeah.
No, we got a daughter together. It's girls is different.
Right. Say what?
What? Man. So, like, you know, y'all got boys, so y'all ain't got to talk about raising them.
Right.
But I got this girl over here, and I got to get involved more or less and hear about this other stuff. And then he told you that your sons live with your ex, so I ain't got no reason to be talking to my ex all the time. So, damn, dog. So this woman gonna just stop talking to the man that has her two sons. I'm confused.
Yes.
She said that I recently read some messages between him and his ex, and they was discussing me, and he was telling the girl that he loves me and I'm a good mother and a hard worker. Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, your man got custody of the boy, so.
Right.
Yeah. But they gave them boys to their daddy.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response.
In the strawberry letter. I'm just throwing this in the strawberry letter.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's strawberry letter subject, why can't I talk to my ex? We'll get back into it right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why can't I talk to my ex?
Well, like I told you before, if I were to respond to the letter directly,
yes.
Why I can't talk to my ex is simply because it make me throw up. That's why I can't talk to my ex. I just want to, didn't you just say let's recap the letter?
Yes, I did. I didn't say repeat. I said recap.
So I'm just trying to recap it. That's the reason I can't talk to my ex, because it make me throw up. I don't like when my jaws fill up with that pocket of air.
Oh.
You know how you, and then you get real hot. You know when you're finna throw up, you get real hot and you start sweating a little bit. And then it feel like it's coming, but it don't come. And you get the little, and I can't stand that. Just come on out. I can't stand it.
Anyway.
I can't stand that fake throw up that they throw on me. You know when you be about to vomit, but you don't vomit. You just heave. Then your daddy stick your finger down your throat. I already got enough stuff back there now. Anyway.
Back to the letter.
Anyway, they got these kids together, and she has two sons, and her ex got custody of the boys, and they have a son together now, and he has a daughter. And he don't like when she talked to her ex, but he talked to his ex all the time. And the excuse he gave her, the reason he get to talk to his ex all the time, because they got a daughter, and daughters is different.
Right.
I said, I'll be damned. I didn't know you could use that. So you can use that. That's a good one there, dog. And so anyway, she has also seen text messages between the two of them. And one of the text messages was saying he really loves you and that he thinks you a good mother, but says he loves you and you a good mother.
But and a hard worker.
But then he told her that, and then he said to her that he didn't cheat on her with you.
Right. Right.
And then you went off on him, and he told you he felt like he owed her that conversation because she still hurt.
Aww.
Well, I didn't give a damn about that. Man, your woman don't give a damn. She hurt. That's why y'all broke up, because she hurt. You don't owe her that conversation that it wasn't you and all that there. You know, man, women always talking about they got to have closure. Now, y'all just on the phone talking about a whole bunch of other stuff. Anyway, he said, You told her he need to get over it. He still don't get it. So now I talk to my ex whenever I need to, and I purposely walk out the room to irritate my fiance.
Who?
He said, I'm not ready for marriage because I like playing games. But what game is he playing? So I can't talk to my ex, but he can? Okay, both of y'all in high school.
Yeah.
Y'all in high school. And y'all need to stop this
12 and 13
facade or whatever y'all got going, talking about y'all gonna get married. And y'all two are at odds because y'all have children from other relationships. It's called a blended family. No blended family is perfect. It comes with problems. All blended families come with problems. People kill me when they tell me, man, we had a blended family. It's just beautiful, man. We all love each other. You might, but them damn kids is a trip. and them other damn people is a trip. All y'all should work on is just you and her. But once you let other people inside your two-handed circle, you're going to have problems. Well, I had to learn that personally. I can't make everybody love each other. I can't make you be glad you met them and all like this. Go on about your business. But me and your mama, we going to be good. Now, y'all got small children, I'm assuming, so y'all going to have to work through some things. But, like, right now, y'all don't seem like y'all need to get married. Y'all need some counseling. And you very rarely hear me recommend counseling.
Very rarely.
Very rarely. I'm yes, not really a therapy type
never.
Ass. Yeah, I'm not a therapy ass dude. I'm just going to go on and be real with you. You know, I've had people ask me to attend therapy with them. Not my wife, but because my wife know I ain't going. But I've had other people that I have relationships with in my family currently. Because, uh-huh. You know, these young-ass kids, they believe in therapy. Mm-hmm. But I talk to, and that's cool if that's what you need to get through. I got prayer. I pray my way out of stuff. So, mm-hmm. And that ain't for everybody. But I know a woman, a partner's wife of mine, has been with the same therapist, get this, for 25 years.
25 years?
The same therapist. And I said, oh, this ain't a therapist. You just got a homie. You just paid $250 an hour to go in there and talk to your girl. Y'all going to have wine and stuff, because if you ain't got
fixed.
If you ain't got it fixed in 25 years, I don't think y'all trying to fix it. Y'all just down there sharing information. And she said, but she raised my kids. She know all my kids, everything. I said, see, that's when it does. You just a weekly appointment. But therapy is good for some people. And some people get real a lot of stuff out of therapy. And it's good for you to go and talk to somebody. That ain't for me. Mm-hmm. And that's all. But I think this people need to go to therapy. Because obviously they and skipped over the prayer part.
You can leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram or Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.